Hey there, Jen here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know that our newest Miracle Month kicks off on Monday, May 6th. The theme of this Miracle Month is becoming a master of your life. If you have not joined us yet, now is the time. It's only a four-week program, the Miracle Month, and we will be together 4 weeks in May. 2024 is flying by. Let's make sure that you're moving forward, taking positive steps to creating and reinventing the next version of you, and making some positive new beginnings for a brighter, happier future. Go to widow180.com/miracle month, and you can learn more about the Master Your Life program. This is 4 weeks of group coaching, whether you're brand new to widowhood or you lost your spouse years ago. This program is for everybody. We will be going over important concepts for rebuilding your life after loss, like how to get motivated about life again, feeling more confidence, making meaning of your life, coping with change, finding purpose, being more resilient, breaking through fear, and building a life that you want. These are all the things that we talk about in the Miracle Month. We talk about attitude and mindset and emotional well-being. If you know you want more, you know you are ready to embrace life again, you are ready to welcome in joy and happiness into your life again, then this Miracle Month program is for you. Each week, you get a new workbook to use during our time together on our live Zoom calls. Head right now to widow180.com/miracle month. You can find all the information there. We start Monday, May 6th, so do not wait. That's widow180.com/miracle month. Now let's get into the show. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that the doors are officially open to the Rediscovery Through Writing Creative Grief Writing Program for Widows. When I put my programs together, I always go back to thinking about what I did, what I needed, and what worked for me to get through the grief process. And aside from my awesome widow girls that I always talk about that I could turn to for questions and advice, I really leaned into writing. I poured my heart, my pain, my fears, my hurt, my thoughts onto paper in order to process what was happening to me. And through that process of getting the grief out of me, I was able to learn so much more about myself. Through writing, I was able to find myself, to find my voice again. And being creative through writing and journaling really helped me find my place in the world again. And I know a lot of you are feeling that pent-up energy, that buildup of grief inside you, and you don't know what to do with it. You don't know where to put it. And in my new program, Rediscovery Through Writing, we're going to be doing 4 weeks of self-discovery through creative writing, creative journaling, creative self-expression through writing and poetry. This is 4 weeks of live Zoom calls with me and other widows who are walking the same path and trying to figure out who they are again. Part of this program focuses on resilient grieving and facing our grief head on. The other part of the program is all about self-reflection, re-identifying who you are, finding yourself again, so that by the end of the program, you've opened yourself up to becoming this new, authentic, aligned, best version of yourself. Who is this new person? Who are you supposed to be? Let's find her, and we can do that together in this safe space with other widows where there's no judgment. I would love to help you through this process. I would love to help you reconnect with your true self and find who you are and do that through creativity. I have done the work. I am still doing the work. And now I want to share the work with you all. I hope you can join us. The program will be starting soon on Monday, April 3rd, 2023. We'll be meeting 4 Mondays in April at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, starting April 3rd. Doors are open now. Go ahead and sign up and save your seat. You can get more information at www.widow180.com/rediscovery. That's www.widow180.com/rediscovery. Now let's get to today's episode. Hello, listeners, and welcome back. A couple of weeks ago, we had a really great discussion in the Widow Squad. If you're new here, if you're a new listener, welcome to the podcast. And also, just to let you know, there is our incredible membership community of widows called the Widow Squad. And each week, we have a live Zoom group coaching call, usually with a topic that we bring to the table, or we have a guest speaker on a certain subject. It's always so helpful and so easy to talk to this group and share what's on your mind. So anyway, we were talking about the subject of how our relationships change with other people after we lose our partner, how relationships shift with friends and family, and sometimes how those relationships disappear altogether. And we don't want things to change. We've already been through so much change from losing our loved one. We don't want any more change, especially if it means losing our friends. Part of our discussion the other day was centered on how the people in our lives don't step up to the plate in the way that we want them to. In other words, we're expecting them to act a certain way, and then they don't. And when they don't live up to that expectation, we get frustrated, we get hurt, we sometimes get angry. Like, how dare they not be here for me in the way that I need them to? Essentially, what's happening is that we want them to do something differently in order for us to be happy. We want them to change some of their behaviors. We want more out of them, right? Someone needs to start doing something or stop doing something, and then, only then, we'll feel better. So stop for a second and ask yourself, who do I need to change in order for me to be happy? Now think about that question. It's not a trick question. Who do I need to change in order to be happy? And when you really think about that question, you know how ridiculous it sounds. Byron Katie's quote is actually, "How many people do you need to change in order to be happy?" It's still a pretty silly question when you think about it. Here's the bad news. You can't change people. You can't control other people. Think about it when someone tells you how you should be acting. If a friend or a family member tells you that you shouldn't be crying so much, or that you need to change in some way, that you should be moving on by now, or acting more normal again, that you should be over it and get out there and start dating again. Yeah. If someone tells you to change, you kind of want to slap them in the face. It's so wrong on so many levels. So we can't try to change their behavior either. We can't make them call us and check in on us. We can't make them change their lives to accommodate us. We can't expect them to step in and take over all of the roles that our partner served. Our spouse was a sounding board, a father, a handyman, a wise companion, a great advice giver, a fantastic cuddler. He was all those things wrapped up into one. He was the complete package. And now we have to go to different people in our lives to support us in those different categories. You may have to ask your brother to come over to your house and fix something. You may have to ask your dad to take your daughter to the father-daughter dance. You now have to go to your friend for work advice. You're not getting all of your needs met in just one person anymore. We can't expect so much from the other people in our lives. They're never going to match up to that. They're just not. And it only leads to disappointment and hurt. We can't change who they are. They have to do things on their own and be driven to do those things by their own desire. And we can't rely on someone else to make us feel happy, or make us feel anything for that matter. And when you think about it that way, don't you feel a sense of relief? Almost like a sense of freedom in that, because you can't do anything about it. So stop spinning your wheels and getting frustrated with them. It's out of your hands. You know, Jesus, take the wheel. You can let go of trying to control other people. You're free from that because there is nothing you can do about it. So breathe and just let that go. The only thing that you can do is worry about yourself. The only thing that we can do that we have control of is to live a full, high integrity version of our lives the best that we can. We can be our best authentic selves, aligned with our values, doing the best as a person, as a human, living with kindness and intent and respect, and hope that others are inspired by you. I can find the peace that I need within myself. It's there. I can access that. And I don't need anyone else for that. Byron Katie also said, peace doesn't require two people. It requires only one. It has to be you. The problem begins and ends there. It's reassuring to know that the peace and happiness that we seek is already within us. And it's freeing to give up on people meeting certain expectations and requirements from us in order for us to be happy. So, live your life with integrity and peace and kindness and intent, and let others be inspired by you. I hope this helps. If you would like to join us in the Rediscovery Through Writing program, Creative Grief Writing Program for Widows, be sure to sign up today and save your seat. Go to www.widow180.com/rediscovery. That's www.widow180.com/rediscovery. We're starting soon, and I hope to see you there. Until next week, believe in the possibilities. Hey, if you're a widow and you're ready to become a master of your life again after losing your spouse, I want to invite you to join my Miracle Month program starting Monday, May 6th. I am so excited to be bringing this life-changing program to you and so many other widows. This is a four-week group coaching program where each week we will focus on what it takes to help you heal after loss and move forward to create a life that you truly love and deserve. If you feel stuck in grief, if you feel like there is so much more to life than the way that you feel right now, if you are ready to make some changes to become the next version of you, you know you want more. You know you want to be happy again and feel complete again and embrace life again, then this Miracle Month is for you. I'm going to be sharing things that worked for me and things I've learned from coaching hundreds of other widows, how you can begin to take the steps to rebuild your life through interactive exercises and group discussions. It's the magic of the energy of the group and also the mechanics of the steps you need to take to start creating a life that you love and adore. It's an amazing combination of all of it. If you are ready to take the steps, make the plan, take the action steps you need to live a life of meaning and purpose, to meet your full potential, then grab your spot in the Miracle Month. Now is the time. We kick off on Monday, May 6th, so get in now. Go to widow180.com/miracle month. That's widow180.com/miracle month.